The Ann Arbor Housing Commission is already in the process of turning units of traditional public housing to voucher-based rentals because of shifts in federal government funding for housing. Sequestration cuts are now anticipated to further reduce the Housing Commission's revenue. The Housing Trust Fund will provide $159,000, and City Council approved using $223,000 from the General Fund's fund balance. Jennifer Hall is the Housing Commission's executive director. Hall says they've already made cuts, and without the funds, programs would have been eliminated.
Even with all the cuts we've made and all the efficiencies we've gained and changes to our strategy of providing housing, we're still $382,000 short, and we would not be able to do programs. I mean, we'd either do them or not. There's like no more cuts we can make, no more staffing that we can cut. It would either be not taking care of the buildings or cutting a program. Those are really the only two choices we're left with.
Hall says the funds will allow the Housing Commission to maintain contracts with a variety of service providers that offer programs that are key to keeping low-income residents in housing. She says without the conversion to the Rental Assistance Demonstration Program, the shortfall would have been about $550,000 instead of $382,000. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.